app called Anchor, and you get to record, you get to share and post everything instantaneously to all the platforms that it connects with, such as Twitter, like all the big ones. And you have to worry about nothing. All you got to do is record things that you want to record, and that's it. So I'm really happy and grateful for this app. Just wanted to put that out there for anybody that's looking to start a podcast. This is a great starting platform for you. So, that being said, this podcast episode, episode 4, and things happen in fours, just as they happen in threes, and twos, and ones. And that's the intro. So, that being said, we're going to start doing something new. And every episode going forward, starting with this one, for each number, however it adds up to, we'll do a numerology reading for it. And whatever it means for you, you take that for yourself. And that's free on us, a single number numerology reading, a general reading, for every start of every episode for free. So, number four. Stands for security and safety and a solid foundation in your values and beliefs.
Yeah, so four is really about feeling like you have a sense of home. It's about your morals and about your strength and just feeling good in your environment and within yourself, having strong values and strong beliefs and following exactly that feeling and disregarding what others try to fill your mind with, because you're only surrounding yourself with those positive beliefs to manifest what you want.
Going this journey, we went down this journey and we learned so much about ourselves by facing certain things about ourselves on along the way. And when you face certain things about yourself, you have two options. You can never accept yourself in that way and always continue to feel something negative, or you can see yourself in every single way possible and love yourself anyway and let go of the version of yourself that used to misunderstand that part of yourself. And when you let go of something like that, the only thing that can happen is you gain something in return to fill what is left. So what was it on this trip that we let go of? One of the things that we let go of, and what did we gain in exchange?
Well, we, before we left, really woke up every day kind of questioning what the hell it is we're really doing. Waking up every day feeling purposeless, with no drive to create or do or be, just going through the motions.
Really quickly, I just want to top off on that as to why were we waking up that way, because that's always important. And why we were waking up that way was because, in a perspective, the American dream, all you want really, or what you are, you know, shown to want, is to find the person you love, get a house, live in that house together, procreate, make another version of you, and get a bigger house, get a mortgage, get some cars, get some more mortgages, and live that life. And that's supposed to be your American dream. Now, when you live amongst people that love you and people that want you around, and you love these people and you want them around, it's very easy to feel that you already have that. And when you already have something, you no longer are in pursuit of it. You're no longer desiring it. You simply understand you have it. Okay, what else can I get now? And then you start to wake up every day more and more. It's like, okay, we found each other. We love each other. We already got somewhere to stay. Now what? And then the more things we tried, the more we realized it's just not about the job. It's not about everything that we already had, the comforts. We had to find what we truly were feeling pulled to becoming. And we couldn't see that while being in the comfort. And that was why we daily woke up feeling more and more purposeless. And by taking ourselves out of that, we let go of that feeling of feeling purposeless, because every moment started to become more in the moment and more intense and more aware, and you're starting to really see things for what they are within yourself. And the more that happened, the more purpose you feel simply for being. Right?
Yeah. You let go of all the noise in your head and all the other beliefs that you've put on yourself and all the bullshit that just fills your head and takes you out of the moment and takes you out of just being here and now.
Yeah.
We put ourselves in real life right now. The day and the time didn't matter because it was just now, and this is what needed to happen now. And you really let go of all of that anxiety of thinking, well, what if, and what are, and just focus on now. Be here now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we gain so much purpose.
Yeah. Vision. And vision of the purpose.
Yeah. Right? Because you are just being here now, and by simply being, you start to realize that you're just giving purpose to everything else in life.
Yeah.
So by having that vision, you can find purpose in anything in life and be a lot more at peace with yourself, because you're just here now and you're not degrading yourself. You're not seeing yourself as a lower version or whatever you want to call it.
When you gain that vision of your purpose, when you get to see the feeling that you feel when you feel this is exactly what I am pulled to doing because this is my life's purpose. When you feel that and you see exactly the road, the yellow brick road, and it's yellow because yellow is the color of your intuition. And when you see that road, you simply follow the yellow brick road, and you just simply, that's it. That's it. You're already you. You're getting the opportunity to see what you feel pulled to do. Because this is what you feel pulled to be and become down this road. And that's it. You go and do that. That is the feeling that I know for myself for sure, I've left following that feeling.
Yeah.
And it's always been the same thing. Following simply what you feel pulled to the most in every single moment. And the moments are always different.
It might be in New Mexico in the blue hole, and you get to dive deep into this oasis of crystal clear blue water and gain so much intuition. Shout out to
Ralph Smart. And infinite waters. Because you're really getting, you're diving real deep to your intuition, and then taking a peek inside it, and it's like, there's the way right there. There it is. Okay.
Focused.
Yeah, that's really great. This is the moment where people, I know myself, I was always asking myself, what is it? What is it? I just want to see it, feel it, and be it, and go do it. Be a being that's doing it. And people are asking, how is he doing it? And he's simply saying, I am.
Whatever it is.
I am. That is how. I don't know how. I just am.
Just do. Don't think.
That's it.
think you're just going to sit there and continue to think.
Yeah, there's a time to think. There's a time to think. But let me tell you, I feel myself the most when I am in the moment of being, and I don't even feel like I'm doing anything.
You're thinking on your feet. You're not stopping.
Yeah, that primal intuition.
Questioning. Completely in tune with yourself and the universe and just go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's exactly that. You're becoming fully primal now.
Like the Tai Chi master that we met on the mountain.
That was amazing.
Followed through with the hand manifests.
That was amazing. And honestly, the reason for that experience was because I let go of myself questioning if I want to put myself out there and ask somebody or just have a conversation with somebody that I feel is interesting or I feel I can gain something from in a knowledgeable basis. And we found this Tai Chi master on the top of a mountain in California. Where was it? Do you remember?
It was in Idlewild.
Yeah, it was on the way to Idlewild, and this Tai Chi master just shows up out of nowhere. We turn our heads, this guy appears, and it's this beautiful sunny day.
Overlooking just beautiful, vast mountains as far as you can see, with the sun shining down on you, just filling your body with that beautiful energy, and the wind is just filling every cell in your body, and it's just the most beautiful feeling in the world. And then all of a sudden, like the wise owl just like flies in out of nowhere with his wooden sword. Yeah. And just starts gracefully doing Tai Chi. And mind you, like, he is probably in his 80s.
He was actually, what do you say, 72?
72, yeah. And he's just this beautiful man following this feeling. And
yeah.
Ilya went up to talk to him.
I wanted to talk to him because I found myself doing Tai Chi and meditation. Started with yoga, and then with music in the background, started flowing into Tai Chi.
Into
bodybuilding posing, yeah, exactly. I combined all of the three of those, and got some really good, what was it, a 10-minute conversation with a master Tai Chi master,
yeah,
and learned that you follow the intuition that you get, the message you get in your gut. Left, you do that. But when you do that, you feel where the rest of your body connected entirely is feeling pulled to, and you move exactly where you are feeling.
What do they call it? The bubbling pebble?
Something.
Basically, it started at your feet. It started at the root.
Those are your hips. Or the core, like where the core is, your solar plexus. It starts at your solar plexus, and then you move your hip to whichever direction you feel pulled to, and then whatever is pulled from it, your whatever it is, your torso, your shoulders, your elbows, your wrists, your fingers, you move in that exact direction perfectly with a flow. There's no abrupt motion, everything flows, connects together. And he said you manifest at the end with the hands, which is exactly how we manifest it. There are moments where you are working, but most of it is play, because it's fun. You're getting to create, you're getting to have fun with it. Whatever you are creating is going to be a fun experience, and you always get paid for it a lot. That feels great. So, what else did we let go of?
We let go of feeling like
grocery, like farmers market, like groceries and fruit stuff that we normally would be eating. It was more that
we
kind
went
of
from
stuff.
Having the most nutritious smoothie breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh my god, this smoothie used to have like 50 different things in it. The counter was filled.
You can literally go off of your entire day off of that smoothie.
It'd be fine.
It'd be fine. Like, you have so much in you.
You got all your macros and micros and...
You're super, like, honestly, with purpose and that kind of energy, I mean, you feel like you're just doing rails of cocaine. You have so much energy, and all you need is an outlet. And when you have that purpose becomes your outlet because you constantly are doing things with all that energy to fulfill that dream and see it come to fruition and feel it. So now knowing that...
And just been living off of protein bars.
Yeah. Oh my god.
A scoop and a half.
I mean,
divided by the two of us of vegan protein every morning.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was very important because I got to see my physical appearance and like everything starting to go down the shitter. Like, I'm used to always being really fucking lean.
Crisp.
I'm always being crisp. I'm always ready. It's what I'm known for. It's just what I'm known for.
The last show was a 1 week prep.
It was a 1 week prep, and that's what I know myself for. So it was difficult to let go of that image of myself and still love myself. So when I saw myself in the mirror sometimes, and your image is kind of like you're letting go of it because you're focusing on the point of the journey, which is love yourself in all situations, all times, all moments, in every possible moment you're alive. You love yourself. You're looking at yourself in the mirror. You don't look as good as you want. Okay, no problem. You noticed it. Feel it. Fucking for sure feel it, because I felt it. I was like, man, I really don't fucking like how I feel right now. I think I voiced it. Like, we had a fucking meltdown, both of us. Because we're like, I'm like, I knew that. I know how I love to feel, and I know how I love to look, and that was definitely suffering. I was definitely sacrificing that for a moment, but it was definitely necessary, because then I learned, no matter what, I still love myself at the end of the day. And it was very good, because then I gained that right back, and it became a focus again. And we slowly started to make steps to, like, eat better, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. By just letting go of all the preconceived notions and all the other shit that you tell yourself about your diet and your image, and really letting go of what you know yourself for and being so proud of yourself. Because I know for myself, personally, I grew up not very happy with my image. I was always overweight, and then went into high school and just started believing other people's notions of what I should look like, so I became super duper skinny, and then following Instagram and wanting to be this, that, and the other, and not having my own image of myself, but then finally getting to that image that you really wanted and that you created and you worked so fucking hard for, and you were so proud of it, and you are proud of it, and I know that it's under there somewhere, you know. It's still got my washboard apps. I just have a full load of wash right now. Just been reintroduced.
Full load of wash. That's fucking great. That's fucking great.
But I have let go of all my hard work, and I saw that, you know what? Fuck me. Like, fuck myself. What have I been doing? Like, I still love that part of myself, so letting go of this break, because it was needed, and it's a break, but I let go of this break now, and I have been
daydreaming hard
of chicken and rice,
yeah,
and exercise.
So interesting. Before it was California dreaming, now you're in California daydreaming about chicken and rice and exercise.
Really? Oh my god, man. Like, that's the awesome. Tough life is the life for me. Like, I fucking thrive on just having
your shit together.
My shit together. Like, my motto through any prep that I have done, whether it be bodybuilding or whatever, to get yourself through it. Every time I feel myself slipping, like, I always smack myself, like, get your shit together, Shannon. Like, fuck me right now. Enough with this.
Here's the thing. When you get into a relationship, you start to forget about yourself.
You get comfortable.
No, not get comfortable. You get comfortable as an after effect. You forget about yourself because you start to be like, you know what, I love this other person so much, and you should. And then you start to take care of that other person more than you're taking care of yourself slowly. And when you do that, you get to the point where you're like, man, I forgot to take care of myself for a while now. And then, you know, that's what happens when you get into a relationship. It always will. Otherwise, if it doesn't, that means that you really don't love this other person.
Yeah.
That's just what happens when you love, and that you go through that with this person. And the important thing is, the only way that you get out of that phase of being in love and like that chaotic phase is realizing that, all right, listen, it's been 3 years. Because it happens in threes. And we've already established that I love you. You love me. We know. We fucking know. We fucking know. All right.
I get it.
All right. Fucking get it. Now.
Charades Masters. We love each other so much.
You know, game night is done with. I don't have to say a word.
I know.
So she knows. And now, you remember to start taking care of yourself. And don't worry about the other person, because you know that you don't love them because they're a fucking piece of shit that can't take care of themselves. You don't love them for that. You know that. You both know that. It's not why you got together. And when you just let go of taking care of that person and everyone else, like we met Pablo out in Slab City. God bless that wizard. He taught us that. I asked him, Pablo, why did you stay in Slab City when we were out in California? Because it's a desolate place in the desert, and you're just kind of, it's a question that you're curious about. You're not judging the man. You simply want to know, why are you here? You want to know the story. And he said, well, I saw this guy, and he was being wild and messed his leg up, and I started taking care of him. I was like, oh, dude, that's great. Like, you have a good heart. And then I was like, so, you know, that's it. You just kind of stayed and started taking care of people and just started tending to them. He goes, yeah. I was like, oh, well, sounds like a story like any other. Wherever you are and you start to focus on things and you want to take care of people, it doesn't matter if you're in Slab City or you're in New York City. It's the same thing. Don't forget yourself. It's good to take care of others, but the point of the story was Pablo forgot about taking care of himself.
And now he only gets 3 showers a week.
He only gets...
Showers are important.
That's straight from Pablo's mouth. Showers are important. Like, Pablo, we know. You're the one telling us.
A lot of times.
We shower no matter what. We shower to make sure.
Thank you, Pablo. I made sure to do one this morning.
You know? So that was really great. It was really, really, really great. Really great. Letting go of that and gaining that. Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, we realized that we went on the journey of the Wizard of Oz, which was following the Yellow Brick Road, which is following that feeling, that feel in your intuition. And that is what number 4 really means. It's feeling safe and secure in the way that you're going. And it's the vision of your intuitive path.
And you're not questioning it because you believe it and... You are headstrong and full speed ahead.
You have
the clarity and the vision, and it's just about putting one foot in front of the other and moving and creating.
Being yourself over there.
Yep.
Or just no, being yourself right here, right now, all the time. That's it. Sorry. That's exactly it. Being yourself right here, right now, all the time, and you're finally here. You've always been here, but you're finally here.
You're here, you're there, you're everywhere.
And that's, yeah. So, yeah, Pablo was our Wizard of Oz in our experience because we found him in Slab City. And,
hiding behind
he wasn't
the water
hiding,
tower.
No, he was
hiding.
He was simply being behind this water tower that was really artistically
graffitied,
which was really fucking cool to see from a distance in the desert. It was really fucking cool. And that was where I wanted to go because we got to East Jesus, and this place is in the middle of a desert. It's a bunch of hay bales and buckets, and they're all put together in a certain way with like paper mache and like all this stuff, and they're painted so that there's color in this place that is hopeless, so to speak, as we pass the Jesus in real sign.
Yeah.
And this guy paints
Salvation. Salvation Mountain.
Paints Salvation Mountain. He paints all these colors into the mountain and creates love in a hopeless place. And it was such a cool thing to see when we got there. But seeing that and going past it, going behind it, what's behind it is what I was really curious about. And climbing to the top of it, you see there's nothing here. There's nothing here except everything because you're there. And you feel that as soon as you get there, you get to overlook, when you get to climb on top of it, you get to overlook just the complete vastness of desert. And you know there's nothing really growing out there. There's really nothing there. It's just vast openness. You find yourself there and you feel completely at one with it. And you're not scared of anything there. You're not scared of it, its inhabitants, its cactuses, its shrapnel that's being created into this water tower. You're not afraid of shit. And getting to meet Pablo the Wizard was really, really surreal experience, because when I first approached the man that was behind the water tower, he was sitting there rolling cigarettes, minding his own business, talking to this other lady, just in this desert.
And he's going about his life,
yeah. And I come out of nowhere.
He's been pretty busy since he's been out there.
Yeah, making a living, selling his cigarettes, and throwing his trash around, building stuff with it. And I come out of nowhere, just myself, with my sunglasses, my backpack, my hoodie on, the golden aesthetics, the beginning on my chest. I'm like, yeah, this is the beginning of something for sure. I'm gonna learn today. Damn right. And I come around this water tower and really just friendly approach everything, and very curious about everything. I'm really paying attention to my surroundings, paying attention to how I feel. And I see this man sitting like by this tent, and rolling these cigarettes, and there's this lady, and she's showing him her back because she said her back hurt. And I kind of walk up, and I know they're having a private moment, I know. But I am me. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I can come up to these people while they're going full massage or whatever they're doing, and it'll be fine, just like it happened. And the lady goes, hey, it's private matter. I was like, oh, I bet it is. And then she laughs, and I just come up and just say hi. And they start telling me about themselves and how long they've been there. And the guy's name was Pablo. I don't remember her name. Do you remember her name?
I don't. I know she was from Canada, and her daddy dropped her off.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. She's from Canada. Her dad dropped her off there. And that was really all we knew about her. But yeah, Pablo showed us this direction to the oasis where I've realized, maybe do I tell you guys or do I not tell you guys? It's a question. This is Solomon's Swear, and this is Solomon's Gold Mine. Maybe you email me for that one. I'll be expecting you guys to ask about.
Leave the cliffhanger.
Yeah, I'll leave the cliffhanger there. Email solemnlyswear@gmail.com and ask about what gold was found in Solomon's mines in Slab City. The desolate town where gold was found. But yeah, what happened after that? We decided that in the middle of nothing, where we stood on top of a mountain of sand, and we had nothing to us. We had absolutely nothing. Why are we here? What are we doing here? What are we finding here truly? What are we really, truly looking for, and why are we looking for it in Slab City? And we come face to face with, we're looking for happiness, and we're in the middle of fucking nowhere where there's nothing. There's nothing here. Nothing grows here. nothing wants to be known here. Everything wants to be to itself, which is fine. That's cool too. Like, you come there for that. You need that sometimes. Everyone does. But why are we there? Why are we looking for happiness there? And as real as it sounds, I came across a feeling that I've been avoiding within myself, was that I simply did not feel happy about myself just by, from simply being. Am I okay with just, can I just be? And that's what I gained, was simply accepting myself for nothing but being. And accepting yourself for that at the foundation core of yourself, because that's all you can truly do at the end of the day, is be. Everything else after that flows and trickles down and into everything about your life. But when you can accept yourself simply for breathing and opening your eyes and getting to see and being grateful for everything about you and the fact that you're here, when you find that, you get everything. You get everything and then some. And that's what was gained, I say, for myself.
Yeah, I have to agree. Out there and have nothing, and you're looking at yourself and you're like, all right, well, why am I out here? What is this representing? What is this place really trying to tell me? And it's that you've been unhappy with just being, and you've been trying to be everything other than yourself and not accepting that and masking these feelings behind distractions. And now you get to really, like we started with, to find the purpose in just being, and being grateful for being able to see the sunset, being able to feel the air against your face, being grateful for everything that comes your way, because I'll tell you what, you could have it a lot fucking worse. Everybody always could if we opened up our minds and threw all of our problems into a big heap and saw whatever anybody else was dealing with. I think we'd all grab our own problems back real quick, because we'd see them, that they weren't problems anymore. We turned them into assets, and we saw how we can grow from them.
Yeah, we learned something very interesting that it wasn't even learning. It was remembering something that was forgotten before because of allowing a perspective to be shifted. I remembered when I first got into business, something that I learned was one of the first perspectives that really increased my income. This is how you increase your income. You get a better perspective. Get a different perspective, whatever perspective pays you more, better. And that was everything. It was seeing something as an asset, something that is beneficial for you. How is it beneficial for you? How can you make it more beneficial for you? Instead of looking at it in a way where it is taking from you.
Where it's just overhead.
It's just overhead, it doesn't even have to be a business related. It could be anything. Anything that either pulls you down or just is a negative influence to any part of your life.
Lowers your frequency.
Lowers your frequency. That, see if you can see how you can view it as a positive. And if you can't, simply don't have anything to do with it anymore. And that falls into everything, your finances, your everything, every part of your life. Learned that. I was reading this really great book. What is that called?
The Way of the Wolf.
The Way of the Wolf. Jordan Belfort.
The Wolf of Wall Street.
The actual guy. Hopefully the actual guy.
The actual guy, not Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, who's fucking amazing. Either way, it doesn't matter. Shout out to both. Yeah, when you read it, you really get to get a good perspective into a different perspective on the flow of money and how to become a part of the flow, or actually seeing that you're already a part of the flow, just seeing yourself in it, and then feeling, letting yourself be filled with the feeling of money, because you find yourself that, okay, I'm already in it, I just had to see this, and then that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else? There's so much from the strip. We're really doing our best to record and stay on topic, because there's so many things that we learned.
Yeah.
From trusting our intuition.
Like with episode 4, we're learning that organization is important. So
there you go.
We're organizing our thoughts along the road and yes. Gaining many of the lessons along the miles and sharing them with you.
Yeah. If you guys, by the way, each episode, like I said, we're going to be incorporating numbers and numerology into each episode based on what's recorded, and know that we're recording completely spontaneously as these things happen and we learn and they come to us. So when we connect a number to it, it's just spontaneously happening as the episodes of the podcast continue, and we're going to continue simply following the simple mathematic equation that we're going to keep across the board, and it's going to be the number of the episode will always equal the lesson and the education that we got from experiencing it in real life. So that's what you'll get. Knowing that, if you guys want any further readings, further numerology readings, if you have specific things that you want answers to, we will absolutely love hearing from you, and really look forward to the questions and the finding the answers, because for us it's fun and we get to help everybody with it, because we get to provide so many answers, and it helps us in the progress as well, and we get to provide better content for you guys, and everybody gets to learn as we go along the way. So please contact us at
solemnlyswear@gmail.com.
We're pulling over because she has to pee. She thought she could get away with not saying it on the air.
I do. I have to pee. We just had a Rockstar energy drink because we're, you know, still... We're weaning off of the process stuff, but we have, like, I don't even know how many, like, hours
we have,
left. Like, 20 hours left.
About 20 hours left.
So, yeah, we're going to have some more podcasts and more potty breaks.
Yeah, a lot of real stuff going on.
Yeah. But right now, I have to pee. Yeah. So
on that note,
that has been episode 4, all about finding your beliefs and going headstrong into them, and having a strong foundation and a sense of home, and finding your purpose and letting go of old limiting beliefs,
versions of yourself,
to blossom into this beautiful butterfly that we found migrating across California and then decimating through the highways. So, with that being said, peace out.
Peace out.